This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You're going to roll on the floor with laughter at this one. CNN's Chris Cuomo, you know, the communist, the Fidel Castro worshiper, has now said, he said that fake news, the term fake news, is like the N-word when used against journalists. So, step back for a minute. It's CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times. They came up with the term fake news, remember? Remember the proper not list, the secret list of 200 websites, including my website, that were named on this super secret list as being, quote, fake news websites? And there was all this just fuss about fake news is what won the election for Donald Trump, because fake news was saying that Hillary Clinton wasn't healthy and so on and so forth, as she's collapsing, you know, at the 9/11 memorial, and they had to heave her into a van because she couldn't stand on her own 2 feet. Yeah, right. So the Washington Post rolled out that story, which was itself fake news, that linked to the source that named basically the entire independent media as being fake news. And then on command, because all these mainstream media outlets, they get the same orders from their libtard headquarters, they all immediately ran with stories that said, oh, the independent media is fake news. You know, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, Natural News, and they just listed all the best sites. You know, everything from, you know, shithitthefanplan.com and Activist Post, and Breitbart, and everything. It was just all these sites. They said fake news, fake news, fake news. Well, then the tables began to turn on them, because all the amazing people in the independent media, people like you, all the intelligent people who know what's really going on in the world, began to point out, wait a second here. CNN is fake news. They're using fake green screens and fake sets, and they're faking like they're on location in Saudi Arabia when they're not on location. They're faking like they're somewhere, they're just in a parking lot. You know, they're totally fake. They're using crisis actors following the Sandy Hook shooting to cry on camera, on command, faking like their parents, and then they also play the role of a sniper on the SWAT team. It's the same guy. Totally fake, fake. I mean, the fakery of CNN is astonishing. And it's not just CNN, it's MSNBC, it's New York Times, it's Washington Post. I mean, the Washington Post ran the story that said, oh, the Russian hackers have penetrated the U.S. electric grid. Totally fake news. They didn't bother to fact check anything. It was just some online virus on a laptop that wasn't even connected to the power grid. And from that, they just made up everything. The Washington Post is fake news. And so as this was pointed out everywhere across the new media, which is the independent media, the real free press, the tables began to turn on the media establishment. And after a few weeks, you started to hear them say, well, we shouldn't use the term fake news anymore. They say, well, it's been taken over. It's been hijacked. So they decided, no one should use fake news anymore. Doesn't mean anything, because it's just been taken over by the independent media. And then Donald Trump started using it. CNN, you are fake news. Shut up and sit down, basically, which was, frankly, one of his greatest moments as president so far. I'm sure there will be many more. That should be the presidential press conference. CNN, sit down and shut the F up. You are fake news. Actually, they should kick CNN out of the press corps, as far as I'm concerned. In any case, now, Chris Cuomo breaks new ground in the moronic libtard philosophy of complete delusion by saying, on air, he says, fake news is like the N-word. It's the most horrible thing that you can call a journalist, is like the N-word. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you guys, the mainstream media, that you've been calling us the N-word all this time? Do you mean to tell me that CNN is now saying that the Washington Post has been calling independent journalists the N-word? because that's what we're now told fake news means. And it was the Washington Post that rolled out all this fake news, fake news, fake news, all these accusations against the independent media. Are you telling me that the Washington Post came up with a new racial slur and then used it to smear over 200 independent media websites and journalists who were putting out real news? Yes, that's what Chris Cuomo is now saying. That the Washington Post is basically calling journalists the N-word if they don't like what they're writing. Isn't it incredible? You could bet that if their fake news agenda had been successful, if they got traction, in other words, with the term, they would have continued with it. They would have just said, any news we don't like is fake news. And they would have controlled Facebook, and they would have had all so-called fake news completely banned off of Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. But it got turned around on them, and now they're trying to flee from the word, the term, as quickly as they can. They're running from it. Run away from fake news. It's horrible. Yeah, you guys came up with it. You're the ones who invented it. And now you just can't stand the fact when it's turned around to expose you for the liars that you have always been. Because you, the mainstream media people, just like Chris Cuomo, just like the writers at the Washington Post, just like Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, I don't know who, I don't know all their names. I don't, who watches the media anymore? So I don't know all their names, but you people, you are fake news. And it's not just that your news is fake. It's that you're evil. It's that you deliberately fabricate fake news. You know it's fake, and you push it out there anyway because you have a political agenda to destroy Donald Trump, to destroy America, to destroy the Constitution, to destroy patriots, to destroy men, to destroy white people, by calling it white privilege, to destroy history, destroy the true memory of the founding fathers. You're actually literally disassembling statues and banning flags and trying to wipe out history, trying to rewrite history, because you are not just fake news. You are malicious, subversive, anti-American traitors. That's what you are. If you are actively trying to destroy and subvert America and overthrow the government, which is what the journo terrorists are now trying to do inside CNN, inside the Washington Post, inside the New York Times, you all ought to be arrested for sedition, tried for treason, and treated accordingly after a fair trial. That's the real truth that this has come to. Because this isn't just a cartoon version of politics. These crazy radical leftists are quite literally attempting to overthrow America, to overthrow the government, to destroy the legitimate government, which is now Donald Trump as president. They seek to destroy your rights and freedoms. They want to take away your Second Amendment right. And now they want to take away your First Amendment right. Look at the rioters in Berkeley. And they justify the violence. They now say, literally, there are five student essays in the UC Berkeley newspaper. And they argue, literally, that if they don't like your speech, they have the right to preemptively kill you in order to stop you from speaking. This is applauded by the Berkeley University. This is applauded by the left. This is applauded by CNN. In fact, CNN is encouraging this violence, encouraging these riots, encouraging this kind of lawlessness with sanctuary cities and these physical attacks on people like gay conservative Milo Yiannopoulos. And I'm telling you, in a society where law and order is respected, people who commit those crimes are arrested and tried for their crimes. And that's what it's going to come to, by the way. And it is also a crime to attempt to overthrow the United States government. It is a crime. It's called, well, subversion, sedition, treason, no different generic terms. But it is considered a felony crime, and it is a prosecutable crime in America, as it is in most countries, to actively conspire to try to overthrow the government and subvert the legitimate government of the country. And that is what CNN is doing. That is what the Washington Post is doing. That is what the New York Times has been doing for a very long time. That's what many of these college professors are actively doing. There is no justification for their lawlessness and their subversion and their traitorous actions against America. They are not just fake news. They are traitors to this country. And what you're seeing now is they're trying to just push it. They're continuing to push lies about Donald Trump in a deliberate, well-planned, orchestrated effort to try to whip up hatred and whip up social chaos and mayhem and violence. The goal of the media now, working in conspiracy with the left, working with George Soros and his front groups, is to make America ungovernable. It is to cause so much chaos and mayhem that Donald Trump can't accomplish anything. And then after 4 years, they'll point to Donald Trump and say, look, he didn't accomplish anything. He's a failure. Well, why? Because they interfered at every stage. They created chaos. They created lawlessness. And I got to tell you, they're not going to succeed. President Trump is going to win. American patriots are going to win. I know there are many people on the left today who think that they can start a civil war and they think they can overthrow the government and they can just seize control of the country. They are so incredibly stupid and so misinformed about human history. They've forgotten the point that the only communist uprisings that ever succeeded are ones that first had disarmed the population so that people couldn't shoot back. You understand? Today, we have the Second Amendment. We have hundreds of millions of firearms in America and at least 100 million patriots who are willing to use them if necessary in defense of their nation, their lives, their property, their communities, their families, and their patriotism to what this nation is supposed to be, which is a nation where we have the liberty to pursue happiness. We have respect for the law. We have equality under the law. Doesn't mean we all have the same equal outcomes, but we have equal opportunities. You know, this is a nation that was built on tolerance and opportunity, respect for the law, and patriotism. And it's time that we got that back. And frankly, those individuals who hate America, I've suggested this before, should be probably, like, if you're burning the American flag, you should be arrested and stripped of your citizenship. Literally, just, okay, you hate America that much, goodbye, and we can buy them a plane ticket to the communist country of their choice. Yeah, go live in Cuba. Go live in North Korea. See if they'll let you in North Korea. Yeah, see what happens. You hate America that much, then you don't need to be here. You know, get out. Make them swim to Cuba. I don't know. Would that be funny? Some people are swimming from Cuba to Miami, and they meet other people who are swimming from Miami to Cuba. And both of them are looking at each other like, what the fuck? Right? Like, what is wrong with you? Because, you know, Cuba's not exactly a free country. Nevertheless, that's not what leftists want. They don't want freedom. They don't want liberty. What they want is tyranny. They want communism. Chris Cuomo at CNN is a communist. And that's why he is a threat to America. He is a danger to this country. The violence that's now being justified at Berkeley and egged on by the left-wing media, the journo-terrorist organizations like the Washington Post, MSNBC, and so on, those left-wing pushers of violence, they are a danger to this country. They are a danger to law and order. Remember, they now say that they have the right to murder you in order to stop you from speaking. And how do they justify that? They say that your words are a form of violence to them, to their psychology. They feel violated by your words, and thus it's an assault, and they can defend themselves against your verbal assault by chopping your head off with a machete. That this is actually what they say. This is this is the insanity that communist zombies always arrive at right before they try to stage an uprising. And because the left is just mob violence, it's mindlessness, it's zombie obedience and conformity. That's what's on the political left. It is a kind of mental illness, but it's combined with a zombie violence and sort of a sick worshiping of obedience and false authority. It's a godless, spiritless. It is sort of self-loathing hatred that is projected to the world around them. It's like they hate themselves and they want to destroy themselves so much, but they'd love to take another couple hundred people with them at the same time so they can destroy as much in society. They can burn down their own communities and they can smash in the windows and they can murder, you know, targeted white people, pull them out of their cars and beat them to death and claim that they are the victims. They are the victims while they're smashing you with a baseball bat with nails hammered into it to make spikes while they're beating pregnant women to death. They will say they are the victims because that woman was white. She's pregnant because of white privilege, they'll argue. She has no right to be pregnant. She's a white woman. White privilege. They'll beat her to death. And they will justify it. And you'll see essays in the Berkeley paper justifying, literally, beating pregnant women to death in the name of social justice. I mean, this is the level of insanity that they have reached. And it's all intertwined with the fake news media, which is CNN, which is the Washington Post. They are all the same violent leftists. They are all a danger to any civil society, not just a danger to America. They would be dangerous to Canada if they lived in Canada. They would be dangerous to the UK if they lived in the UK. It is a dangerous mindset that has historically led to Stalin, literally Hitler, Mao in China. It has led to left-wing communist uprisings and mass death. We're talking millions of people. You know, North Korea, mass starvation every few years. They'll lose 200,000 or 300,000 people to starvation because they live under a radical left-wing dictatorial regime run by Kim Jong-un. And yet these leftists are running around on the streets, setting fire to everything and screaming that they're opposed to fascism. Are they that stupid? Seriously, are they that stupid that they don't know that they are the brown shirts? Do they even know what brown shirts are? No, they have no clue. Do they even know what fascism is? No, they haven't a clue. Does Chris Cuomo even know that he's a communist, that he is anti-American? I don't know. These people are so clueless, they might not even have any idea that they are historically the problem. They are the ones who have crushed liberty. They are the ones who have committed mass genocide. They are the reason why in the last 150 years or so, 262 million people have been murdered on this planet by rogue governments. It's called democide. It's death by government. And that number is 262 million people. And it covers the deaths in World War I and World War II and Vietnam War and other conflicts and mass genocide, the Cultural Revolution in China, and so on. 262 million people murdered by governments. And you know that almost every one of those governments was radically left, on the left. They were usually communist. They were all fascist to some degree. They were not constitutional republics. They were not law-abiding societies. They were not societies that had a free, independent media. They were societies run by radical, leftist tyrants, totalitarians, pushing censorship, disarmament, and demanding obedience. And that is the definition of the left in America today. They are the perfect mirror image of the communists that have committed genocide throughout human history. And Chris Cuomo is cheering them on. And he is one of them. And Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, is a key propagandist for this entire operation. He's like Hitler's propagandist. What was his name? Goebbels. Joseph, wasn't it Joseph Goebbels? I think so. And that's what these people are. You know, it is important to just state the truth, to verbalize the truth, and to hear the truth, and then to share the truth wherever you can. So share this message. Do your part as a free citizen to fight for liberty and defend this country against those who are deliberately attempting to undermine it or destroy it. Because this is only going to get worse before it gets better. The radical left is unhinged, out of control, lawless, mindless, and they have no boundaries. They have no ethical boundaries, no moral boundaries, no legal boundaries. They are willing to do absolutely anything to murder you, to silence you, to overpower you, to destroy this country. And they subscribe to the propaganda from CNN and from the Washington Post and from the New York Times and MSNBC. And Rachel Maddow is a person who is pushing hate constantly through the lies about Donald Trump, whipping up hatred just by this incessant pushing of constant lies and constant fabrications, fake news every hour of every day in the mainstream media. It's all deliberate. It's all designed to create an uprising to overthrow the legitimate government right now in America and turn America into a communist regime run by propagandists and tyrants and mass murderers. And that's not an exaggeration. That's exactly where this would go if the left had their way. That's why liberalism is the single greatest threat to America today. It is a greater threat than even terrorism. It's a greater threat than climate change, which is a hoax. But liberalism as a threat to our future is not a hoax. That's very real. It's very dangerous. It is being defeated, but we must continue to defeat it every single day. So keep up the good work in doing that. We the people, we will defend our liberties. We will defend our nation. We will defend our communities, our families, our rights, and our civil liberties against those aggressors, foreign or domestic, who attempt to commit violence against us or strip away our rights and freedoms or steal away our voice, who attempt to deny us our First or Second Amendment rights. Any violation that attempts to take away our constitutional rights will be met with determination and courage. Let that be known everywhere. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, and hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Keep your powder dry, folks. Stay safe.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.